Thanks for tuning into Radio 323. It's time for Power Players. This is your host, Ken Watmore. And during this program, we're going to talk to people about their stories, about how Christ has impacted their lives and what they're doing with the platform that he's given them. You and I have a story, and so does everybody else. And this is a show where we don't leave any stone unturned. We're talking to professional leaders from athletics, coaches, business leaders, entertainers, people like you and me. We all have a very unique testimony and an opportunity to share Christ with the world through it. So we're going to talk to people about just that. And hopefully you will be blessed by the next half hour or so. Sit back and enjoy the show, and then tune in every week, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock to hear Power Players Radio. Well, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate y'all tuning in to listen to a show where I just have a fantastic opportunity, and I feel totally blessed to have this guest, Coach Brian Cabral from the Colorado Buffs. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking time with us. For just a quick rundown, Coach Brian is has been with Colorado now for, you'll have to tell me, what, 23, maybe even more years than that?
Well, I am starting 23 years this spring.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Coaching.
Played with Colorado in 1975, 76, 77, won a national championship, or a Big Eight championship in that time in 1976, played for the Falcons, the Packers, and my all-time favorite Chicago Bears, Super Bowl champions, arguably the best NFL football team there's ever been, Coach.
Well, I can tell you this, it was a lot of fun.
I bet. You know, you were a captain on special teams at that time. I remember actually just getting turned on to the Bears as a kid, as a teenager, watching them march down the field and win a Super Bowl. It was a phenomenal time and exciting time in football. You know, contrast to where that's at today with football on the professional level, it was different then, wasn't it?
Well, everything changes. And that Super Bowl was over 25 years ago. So, yeah, I would say there's a lot changed in that period of time.
Yeah, and obviously, everybody knows that, you know, we're talking about something that a lot of people talk about. The paychecks weren't the same. There weren't the highest caliber players. Though on your team, you know, you probably had some of the highest caliber players ever play the game, and I'm sure it was just an amazing opportunity to play with a lot of those guys. And you guys were tough. You guys really were hardcore football players.
Well, I tell you what, there was an awful lot of talent on that team, and you had two strong personalities. One as a head coach, Mike Ditka, and Buddy Ryan as a defensive coordinator. So you had a lot of excitement. You had a lot of characters as well as talent back then. But no doubt, you know, with guys like Walter Payton and Mike Singletary, you know, Jim McMahon, the Fridge, just on and on. There's a lot of talented guys there.
Yeah, and certainly Ditka and Ryan were best of friends, right?
Well, that was an entertaining relationship to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a lot of fun. Well, fast forwarding to now you've been coach at CU, one of the coaches, an assistant coach, your linebacker coach, and one of the most, I know you wouldn't say this, I'll say it, one of the most probably desirable coaches on the defensive side of the ball in the country. And, you know, there's plenty of people that talk about you. Your name gets tossed around all the time. What, you know, you've been through a championship team there, different coaches, and all that's great. All those coaches have their own wonderful things about them and everything. Let me ask you, from a guy who I know is a Christian guy in a town that maybe doesn't feel like it's always the most comfortable place for a Christian coach to be, what do you see coming from that program now with good, solid character and, you know, high integrity players that are moving into the opportunity to play professional football, and some of them just to get out of football altogether?
Sure. Well, you know, one of the reasons why I'm even coaching and especially why I have such a strong loyalty to the University of Colorado is the fact that there was a coach here when I was a player and when I was a student who made a tremendous impact and influence on my life. And so because of what he did and because of who he was, you know, I was able to handle the things that I went through the NFL, you know, four different teams in the first 4 years before I even settled down with the Chicago Bears for 6 years. But so I've learned a lot from this coach. His name is Dan Staveley. He chased me around campus for 4 years, and you know, trying to get me to FCA and get me to Chapel, and you know, because of him, I came to the Lord, and because of him, I am coaching. And my whole purpose here in coaching, my whole purpose at the University of Colorado is to give these young athletes exactly what Coach Dan Staveley gave me. And you know, it's a lot of roles. And you know, I see myself more than a coach. I see myself as a mentor. More importantly, I see myself as a spiritual mentor. So, you know, I think God has gifted me. God has blessed me with the experiences in the NFL, with the experiences in college, and with all that comes with. And He's blessed me with the experiences of coaching and teaching great linebackers that have gone on and played in the NFL for a number of years. And so God's blessed me with that, but more importantly, you know, my role is to be a mentor to these young men, a mentor as a father, as a husband, and more importantly, as a godly coach. And so, you know, that's a little bit of why I do what I do. I don't, you know, I love coaching, but more importantly, I love the ability to be able to influence and hopefully impact some of these young lives.
Well, and I, you know, I see that. I've had the opportunity to be out there and talk to players for different projects that we've done before, and they see you as that. And looking back over the history of your time with CU, you know, you seem so foundational to the program. And, you know, I wonder, do you think that there's that one staple guy like yourself in programs all over the country that people always look to? I know that these athletes definitely reacted differently to you than they did to other people on the field. And they, you know, they came to you for advice, and that's just from the things that they said. They would turn to you. They would say, "Wow, you know, Coach Brian, he's the one that I turned to." Other than, you know, the chaplain that was there with the team. So, when you see that and you look around the league, I mean, do you know? Is there kind of like this brotherhood? I guess is what I'm getting out of guys that are like you in other teams that you guys all interrelate and keep in contact and maybe spur one another along.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any kind of an organization that connects all the Christian coaches across the country in terms of what they're doing on their particular campuses. So, you know, I've gotten to know several chapels, or chaplains, I should say, through different teams and different organizations. But in terms of coaches, you know, I'm sure, you know, there are guys out there, you know, Ron Brown at Nebraska, for sure. And there's a lot. There are guys, and I don't know that we're formally organized, but we certainly know who each other is. And you know, when we have the opportunities, when our teams play each other, you know, when we have the opportunity to play each other, you know, we'll come together and pray at the end of the game, you know, so in the middle of the field. So that's kind of, that's probably be our only connection is, you know, when those times happen like that. But, you know, I believe that there are coaches like myself. I can't say that every team has one, but there are guys out there that care more about spiritual things than X's and O's. And to me, that's the fun part is X's and O's, but the real joy and the real blessing and the real, you know, what it's all about is being able to have an opportunity to share, you know, with a young man, just hope and strength, you know, and peace that comes through the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, my thinking on that was just, you know, I know you guys deal with some pretty heavy stuff, and I think a lot of us maybe don't understand what college level athletes have to go through in order to stay true to the program, to make sure that they maintain that, you know, that higher character, you know, both for the program, for what it looks like on the outside, and for their personal development and growth as a person, not just in the sport. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on. And I just thought, you know, who do you turn to? I mean, who do you?
Well, you know, you know, in apart from football, you know, and apart from responsibilities to the university, you know, every kid, every guy on our team, they, you know, the one thing you know about coaching now is you see more kids coming to you with more and more baggage. And apart from, you know, all the responsibilities and you know, all that, you have young men that come to you, you know, very gifted and talented players and college students, but they're no different than a lot of students, you know, that come to you for, come to you with a lot of, you know, baggage that, you know, kids seem to be carrying more and more at a younger age. So, you know, that to me, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know that it sure seems like in every venue, every circle, regardless of athletics or not, kids definitely have a whole lot more to deal with now.
Yeah, no question. And that's, it's amazing. It really is amazing. And you're seeing kids with, you know, more and more kids with without two parents. And you know that alone, just there's a lot of issues that come with that. So you know, I just try to make myself available, and I try to be here for the players. And yeah, I mean, do I want them to perform well? I do. Do I want them to help us win? I do. But more importantly, I want them to be healthy. You know, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah. Well, and I think that those are, I mean, you can correct me. Those seem like the building blocks to make the team right anyways, right? If everyone is spiritually, physically, emotionally healthy, and, you know, they're developing that way, it seems like that's when you have those teams where everybody goes, wow. I mean, you've been through it. You've been through some teams with some not so great characters. You've been through some teams that have the highest standard, no question about it. You've seen it go off and win a championship. It seems like, you know, that's what it takes to be that program where you say, wow, that program is strong.
Yeah, I, you know, no question. And it's all about chemistry, and chemistry is a lot of things. But, you know, one of the things I share with our players in Bible study, you know, is you know, the teams, the championship teams that I've been a part of, the fellowship on those teams have been really strong. And there's no question in my mind that that's as much as part of the chemistry and as part of winning as anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. You go into that, maybe that chemistry, that fellowship, and that maybe a leadership quality. Going back to the Chicago Bears, you know, what kind of leader were you close with, first of all? And second of all, what kind of leader was Mike Singletary?
Well, Mike Singletary was a leader by example. And, you know, Mike and I came to the Chicago Bears the same year. He came as a second-round draft pick, and I came as a free agent. And, you know, one of my roles through my NFL career, through my 9 years, was, you know, was to be a spiritual leader on the team. So in all reality, that was my connection to a guy like Mike Singletary. That was my connection to a guy like Walter Payton.
Yeah.
And you know, so you know, that was kind of my role, and that's you know, that's one of the things that you know, the Lord had blessed me with, and you know, encouraging our team and our players spiritually. And you know, I could say that we had a pretty solid fellowship, you know, during those championship years.
Yeah, it always amazes me how you guys can be such loving, caring guys, and then when you get out there on the field, man, you just turn it on to just pure nasty.
Well, yeah. Well, and that's kind of the nature of the sport, though.
Yeah,
you know, you know, one of the things, you know, that that as a Christian athlete, you know, you've got to do, you know, you got to go out and want to use all the abilities that God has given you, and you want to honor Him with the opportunities that you have. And I think to me, a Christian athlete is just someone that goes out there and plays football and plays hard. And for a linebacker, that's just knocking people around and helping them back up and then knocking them down again. Yeah. You know, so that I do think that, you know, you have a witness on the field playing. You know, if people see that, they know that you're a believer, they know that you're a godly player, they know that, you know, you have higher morals and higher values. They respect, you know, what you do. They respect that when they see, you know, playing with excellence out on the field. So, you know, it's a fine, you know, football's a contact sport, you know, and there's no other way about it, you know, and you know, it's not that you play to hurt people. You play to play your best, and you play to honor honor God and excel at what you do. And it's not easy. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, in terms of injuries, there's a lot of things in terms of you know, ups and downs, and the ministry in that is other players. They watch, they see, you know, they know you're a Christian, and they see how you handle situations. They see how you handle injuries. They see how you handle, you know, adversity. And I think that's where the true ministry is on the playing field with the rest of those guys.
Yeah. I think that the for other players to see you taking what you know, taking whatever baggage you got to the Lord and seeking His guidance, His help and comfort. And, you know, I think that has an impact that we can't even fathom what that's like to another player to see that.
Right. And that's the uniqueness to a team. That's the uniqueness to football. That's the uniqueness to a locker room, a weight room and a training room is you know, and that's true. And that's true in everything. You know, people, when you proclaim to be a follower of Christ, then all eyes are on you. And in all reality, you know, what they're looking for is they're looking for you to fail. Yeah. You know, and point the finger and say, hey, I thought you were a Christian. And, you know, as a believer, as a professed believer, people are watching you. You know, people, you know, they watch and they see whether or not there's any consistency to what you proclaim. And I think that's where the respect is earned, is when people watch you and they see that, you know what, this person is, you know, this person is pretty true to what he's saying. And so that's where the respect comes in the locker room. That's where the respect on the field comes from. And it's just like coaching, you know, when kids see that you're consistent, when they see that you care, and that what you say or what you do is you know, nothing more than for what's best for them. When they see that consistency and they see that you care, then, you know, then they'll respond to you as a believer when you have opportunities to share that with them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're going into now, as we record this interview, next week you go into signing week. What is that? I mean, let me just start with this. What does that look like for a coach? And I mean, I imagine your schedule is just nonstop for at least that week. And I don't know that any of us really get what goes on during that week.
Well, first of all, you've got a tremendous amount of traveling around the country, recruiting these kids and recruiting these families and seeing them face to face and trying to convince them that your campus is the one for them or your team is the one for them. And so there's a lot, you know, that goes into it and that goes on to it. And so, you know, by signing date, you know, all of that, all of the recruiting, you know, is about over. And so, excuse me. And so, you know, what's getting ready to happen is, you know, are kids going to stick to their word, or are kids actually going to sign the letter of intent? So, so as a coach, you know, on that signing day, you're kind of sitting around the facts, kind of holding your breath, seeing, you know, each letter come in, that's signed. So that's, you know, you're count, you know, usually, it works out to where, you know, most of the kids that say they're going to sign, they sign, and every now and then there's a surprise, you know, and that's the one thing that is hard about this, about the profession or the recruiting process is, you know, when there are surprises and kids at the last minute change their minds. So there's a lot of anticipation on that day, and then, you know, as soon as you see those signed letters of intent, then there's a great celebration and excitement about, you know, the new class and the new kids and the new players that are coming to your university.
And let me further that, when you have an opportunity to talk to parents, I don't know how much of a role you play in that. I know certain schools have, you know, they want one guy to talk to the parents, and that's how they do it. But when you have an opportunity, I'm guessing, at least with kids that are coming in as defensive players, linebackers especially, you know, do you get to share the stuff we've been talking about, that character development stuff with the parents? Or frankly, I mean, are there a lot of parents who just say, hey, you know, my kid's an all-star, he's going to play, you know, wherever he wants, and we just want to see that you got the best deal for us on the field?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's like that at all. I think it's they're more interested in hearing what you have to say. They're actually more interested in hearing how you're going to treat their son, how you're going to take care of their son, how you're not going to just help them be a better football player, but, how you can help them be the best student they can be. So yeah, you have an opportunity to talk about, you know, character and perseverance and all the things that it takes to be successful, you know, successful as a football player, but also successful as a student and successful in life, you know. So, you end up talking a lot about character, and what you're gonna give or bring for their son, you know. So my biggest deal is, you know, parents, you know, they invest a lot to get their sons to this point. And all reality, there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of unknown about, you know, what college is gonna be like, what the college level competition is gonna be like. And I think a lot of parents are going to want to know, okay, can they entrust their son to you to take him to the next step?
Yeah. Well, and then finally, I'll let you go after this. I just want to ask, the program there, it's always been a good program. Always got so much potential, little glimpses here and there. And, you know, where you're at now, it wasn't necessarily a banner year last year, and certainly a lot of things going on with the team, and I totally understand that and don't really want to talk about all that, but I mean, where do you see this program, and are you in still kind of a building phase to where you think you've got a championship caliber team, or are you really on the cusp of that this coming season?
Well, you know, right now there's a lot of excitement because of the change. Yeah. We have some former Colorado Buffaloes that have played here and have played during some great times here and have all excelled in the NFL, either as a player or as a coach. And so there's a collection of those former players coming back to coach and to lead this team. And so, you know, I'm very definitely excited to be a part of that. So there's a good nucleus here. So it's not like we're starting all over. There's a solid foundation, so we've got a lot to build on. And there's a lot of excitement towards that. And so I get to start my career all over with my, you know, fifth head coach. So yeah. I can say that I'm very, definitely very fortunate and definitely very blessed.
Well, and I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad that you're still there. I know that during the season, there was a point where, you know, you were once again interim head coach. And, you know, I know that that's a, you know, you had made it clear in a press conference that, you know, you would like to be considered for that job. And I'm glad that you're staying there. Your loyalty to the program shines through everything over these years. And it's exciting to see a guy that has your character, your strength and foundation for that program staying on. And I know that as a fan, you know, we're all happy to see that. But then as a guy who knows what your heart is and what, you know, where you're trying to direct these kids, to be there as a mentor, you know, to be there to make sure that they have some strong support and they have somebody that they can go to beyond the field. It's a blessing for everyone to know that. And coach, I'm so glad you're still there.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. And like I said, in all reality, I'm just doing what someone did for me.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Coach Brian Cabral, it's been a joy to talk to you and a great interview. Appreciate your time. Hope you have a great week next week going through all that.
total excitement, anticipation. That's what you got to love about it. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Well, that wraps another edition of Power Players Radio. Thanks for joining us again. You can listen to the program Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. right here on Radio 323. And if you missed a show, go to the website, radio323.com. Subscribe to our podcast. You can always get the programs downloaded right into your iTunes through the podcast, or you can go to our archives page at the same location, radio323.com. Go to the archives page and see any show you might have missed or any show you didn't know existed. It might be there. Check it out. See who we've had on the program, and then give us your feedback. Drop me an email anytime. Time, ken@project323.org. I'd love to hear from you, and keep tuning in to Radio 323 for all this great programming. Help support our ministry if you would. You can go online also and make a secure donation, one time or a recurring monthly donation. We appreciate your support. Keep this very unique Christian programming coming at you. We combine all the elements of Christian radio right here in one place. Talk, sports, music, study, family programming. We put it all in one spot. You don't have to go from dial to dial, and you can listen in while you're surfing the web or while you're working. It's always safe to stream. Again, we appreciate you so much here on Radio 323, and we'll look forward to having you tune in again tomorrow.